Yes, everyone, welcome to another episode of United Review and another victory for United on the road. 8 consecutive away wins now, which is absolutely sick, isn't it? I don't think we're getting 9.
Taking over London, aren't we? We are taking over London.
Yeah. Like Manchester is definitely red. I don't think we're getting 9, though, looking at the Paris game.
Hopefully, for my sake, it's nine.
But thank you guys for joining us and obviously sticking by us with the delay. A couple of technical issues, but we are now sorted. I thought it was an all right game.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I am taking an all right game with the number of injuries that we've got. I am taking an all right performance and an all right game. In all honesty, it's really a good performance with a makeshift team. I mean, you lot let me
know.
It's
one of them performances where I look at, where if Jose had one of them, you're like, this is brilliant. This is like the best it's going to get with Jose. But
because scored 3 goals away from home and everyone's
at Palace. Palace have been like the giant killers this season. Mm. I think they performed brilliantly. They had a couple, they scared us a couple of times, but again, I think it was just a professional performance in many ways.
Do we start the Ashley Young tirade right now, or should I leave it a little bit later?
Nah, leave it
later.
Should
we get 1,000 likes to see me go on about Ashley Young? let's talk about good performances then today, and good news all around. 3 points on the road midweek with the number of injuries. That's good news. The other part of the good news was Angel, Mason. And I've been saying to you lot, Anna, I don't think he's injured. He doesn't travel if he's injured.
I don't think he was injured.
What I was thinking, and pure conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat, no one's told me anything like this. It's just me trying to work stuff out. Because I know that when Marcus made his debut, they was working on some shit behind the scenes with him. And he wasn't playing under-18s football. I don't think they said he was injured when he wasn't, but they was working on some shit behind the scenes. And knowing that that's what's happened in the past, I was projecting that forward and saying, is this something that they're probably doing with Mason? Then when I heard he's injured, I was like, it's a bit convenient that he's injured for me. Yeah. It's a little bit convenient. I think that he probably isn't injured, and I think they've probably taken him out of the limelight a little bit, and they're working on something very specific.
Because with all the injuries, he's going to be the go-to guy, because the hype's all around him, and fairly so with the numbers he's putting up.
And then you see him travelling with the squad, and you're like, oh, yeah. Shit.
I was not surprised seeing that, to be fair, because I didn't think he was injured either. I thought it was a bit of that. And I think it might be the right decision, actually, to like take him off. Not because you've got all the fans on your back now, just like, oh, when's Mason in? When's Mason in? I think the manager's got to get a feel of when it's the right time for every player.
Well, I've been saying a couple of times, I think you've said it as well, let's let Chong and Mason fight out for that right wing spot. Yeah. Probably not going to both make it just because of the numbers that actually go on and make it through. But for me, Dalot didn't have a great game. He put 5 crosses in, 0 success with that. I go on at Young for it. I'll go on at everyone else that puts in
Was the ball to Pogba counted as a pass? Or?
Must be pass.
Because that was a brilliant cross. Because that was a couple of step overs inside and right on Pogba's head in a box.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty good chance, actually. Great.
But yeah, it's classing it as 0 out of 5 is what the stats is actually calling it. Yeah, maybe it was a pass. I don't know. I don't know what the definition is. Maybe you've got to be in a certain area of the pitch for it to count.
Yeah, whatever. That was a proper cross.
I didn't think it was a great performance from him. And I understand if the reasoning behind playing him was, do you know what? He's a bit more defensive-minded. He'll help Ashley Young out. Zaha's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I go, all right, Sam.
I thought of that.
It's not a bad idea.
I thought his positioning wasn't bad, actually, because Fred switched the ball over to him and he was there to receive it. He's just not a natural right winger. That ball that he put into Pogba, that's what we want to see. Does the step overs, doesn't cut back in like Ashley Young and then mess about and then lose it and cause absolute havoc and lose a big chance. Does the step over, gets past him, past his man, puts it in the danger zone between Lukaku and Pogba. There, have it, take your chance. It was a really good ball. I thought Pogba should have scored that, but overall, you can't really expect too much of him, you know, to be playing on the right wing.
But what my thinking was, and like I said, I understand the defensive side of it, but my thinking was, you're going to get more of an attacking output from Chong.
Yeah.
You're going to get more of an attacking output from Mason. Yeah. If he was in there for attacking purposes only, I mean, even Andreas Pereira as an option off that right wing isn't a bad one for me.
Yeah.
In terms of age and experience, there's not a lot between the three. Mm-hmm. Andreas is the older. But there's not a lot between all of them guys. So I was like, there's... I don't understand the reason for giving it one and not the other, is what I'm trying to say, I guess. But
maybe if it was like Fulham or Huddersfield away, a team that have conceded a lot of goals and struggled defensively.
Maybe you go with it.
And you got Palace, Zaha. You do look at the amount of times, actually, they got in behind Young today. Two or three times the chances come from there, the goal comes from there. So imagine not having Delow there to cover as well and having someone like Chang.
I know we don't want to buy him a lot, but for the goal...
Mate, that was
Young was awful. And he was at one point, he just stops.
It's not an agenda thing, though, mate, because, like, it's how it is. Today, last week, I said McTominay, I didn't like the fact that there was no attacking third passes from him. I understand it was Liverpool. But today, he steps up. And I think someone might have had a word in his ear, because in the second half, he was actually fantastic in terms of his midfield output. Straight into Pogba, fought more forward passes, more urgency, which is something he lacked. A lot more confidence on the ball, a lot more dominant on
and
the ball.
And is that just games, though? Yeah. Because sometimes it can be that.
It might be games.
Coming in and out of the teams.
That's
what
I was worried about, that Liverpool game.
Can help you out, innit?
Yeah, it might. It literally might be games. And he might prove me wrong, and I'd love Scott McTominay to do that. And like I said, it's not an agenda thing now when he turns to Young, because we're seeing it again every game. That chance that they got to Jeffrey Schlupp in the back post, where was he? Smalling had his man. Smalling had the main striker there. Lindelof had the winger with Luke Shaw and the guy that was making the run. Two guys behind Young, pick one of them up.
There was a lot of chances, and there has been a lot of chances have come from him. But I want to touch a little bit on that, on Scott McTominay. I thought McTominay was very, very good. Have we got his data to pull up, actually? Just wondering. I thought today Scott McTominay was everywhere. Now, as we say, the actions, the dots is a successful action. The X is an unsuccessful action. It's a lot of dots. Very simple. He kept it really simple. His passes are the other two midfielders. That is what you want from essentially a number six. He finds Pogba. He finds Fred. Perfect. He's actually collecting the ball, I think, more than giving it to Lindelof there. But box to box, actions at both ends of the field. Very impressed with McTominay today. Slated up at the weekend. I thought the criticism that I had of him was valid. I thought he hid.
I felt he ran into trouble.
He didn't show for the ball at the right times.
Yeah, and when he did, I thought he ran into trouble.
It was a different performance today. Very happy with him. Should we have a look at the average touches for United, the average actions, and see where everybody was? Because I thought it was a bit of an interesting shape. Look how far forward Luke Shaw is, for starters. I think that's kind of crazy. You can see Fred a little bit deeper, just on the halfway. McTominay, this side of him. Bayou obviously came in and filled in at right back a little bit there. Young bang on the halfway line. Delow not too adventurous. Sanchez quite central. Him and Fred in each other's way. I thought he was anonymous today, Sanchez.
He was aggressive off the ball. He won the ball back a couple of times, but again on the ball, he just tries too much. Instead of, you know what I get from Pogba the last few games, and especially Liverpool, when he knows it's not a game for him to just like do that extra bit and turn in and look for the wonder pass, he'll play it simple. I thought Sanchez just doesn't do enough of that. I think when he picks it up, he sort of wants to turn in and then he wants to look for something and he wants to make it look good. I just don't think you've not got enough time on your hands to prove your point. And whereas Rom today, brilliant, man. Like, steps in, you know, he plays it simple, you know, he's confident on the ball. And I was speaking to Dave earlier about, and we were talking about how we think he's not confident enough with his touch because of a lot of what's being said. And I think today he actually showed that, you know what, he forgot all of that, and you know, he got on the ball and he was dominant in front of the defenders, and he come into midfield and played it simple to McTominay, Pogba and Fred. Whereas Sanchez, he's just trying way with passes and
it's not time, it's not experience, it's not fitness. I don't know what the answer is with Sanchez.
I just don't think he fits this team. Nope. We've seen it now both ways.
I thought Luke Shaw was very good today.
I thought he was arguably man of the match.
I thought he was fantastic today. But look at how far forward his actions are.
Yeah.
His involvement today, massively around the halfway line there. That was a lot of defensive actions. Winning the ball back high up the pitch for us, which enabled us to turn defence into attack very quickly. But then what's pleasing for this is it's quite Marcelo-ish. Look how far central those actions are starting to happen. And at one point, he ended up on the right-hand side of the goal, inside the box. I'm like, where the fucking hell's Luke Shaw going, the savage?
Do you know what? I think can you look at it with, like, Pogba going over? Because Pogba played more on the right today, didn't he?
I didn't pull Pogba's stats out, but... but, so we can't look
I think,
at those. But, yeah.
But from watching the game, Paul Pogba was more on the right today, which is not a role, other than France, really, that we've seen him play.
No, he played that quite a lot for Mourinho. He came over to this side. When he was playing 4-2-3-1.
In the DM role.
He would often sit on that right-hand side. But, yeah, I mean, it's just different. Maybe
I think
Fred
because of that,
more confident on that side.
Luke Shaw actually had a lot more space to work with. And unfortunately, Sanchez could have had that space to work with. He just didn't know how to occupy it. Again, it comes into a thing where does he fit into this team, Sanchez? He doesn't. Whereas Luke Shaw today, last game, brilliant defensive performance, Luke Shaw. I went back to watch it, all of his actions in that game, and he was just amazing to watch. Stepped in front of Salah, frustrated him, caused Klopp to make that substitution. Today, hammers Palace on that left side, doesn't give them a chance, works well with Rom. And again, Sanchez is invisible there. He's not working enough with him.
Who else did we do? Did we do Lindelof? Who do we do? All right, okay. That'll do then for now. All right, get your questions in and we'll come to those in a second. But I thought, like, you can see some of the comments coming there. And like I said, very pleased for Jimmy Garner. Captained United at every single age group. I think it's a brilliant step up now into the first team for him. I don't know where his level could end up being. He could be a guy that ends up playing hundreds of games for us. He might play six and be never seen again. Such is the wild difference between 23s and that, but he's always played ahead. He's always played up age groups. Very interested. He's 17 years of age. Very interested to see what happens with him now and where he goes from here. But yeah, definitely, he's absolutely fantastic. Let's have a quick look at the questions over with the legends on Patreon. Now, this channel is supported by Patreon. The studio, everything that we've got is supported by the absolute legends on Patreon. If you're interested in what find out what Patreon is all about, it's less than £1 a week. It's like 80 pence a week. It's like a pint a month if you enjoy all of the free content that we put out. And for that, you get loads of additional content. You get Patreon only Q&A podcast. You get Patreon only behind the scenes vlogs, and there's loads and loads more stuff coming as well. Today I went to London, went to go and speak to Rio Ferdinand, got 10 minutes with him, and I had to get a peak train to do it, which is a bastard fortune. So that's where all of that sort of donations and shit goes to. And that podcast will be coming out pretty soon, and it's good as well. He actually was really candid, and he goes into depth on a lot of stuff, so it's definitely worth checking out. If you're interested in those, hit the link in the description. We've also got some absolutely banging Ollie's at the Wheel t-shirts as well, and they have flown out. There is only about 7 left, I think. If you want to get them, there's only 50 being made. We've absolutely blitzed them. So if you want to find out about those, I believe as you're watching now, there will be a little thing at the bottom which says buy merchandise, and it's the Ollie's at the Wheel one. If you want it, go and get it. Link is in the description. All that kind of good stuff. Right, so let's see what you guys are saying with the questions. Connor says, does today not show how much we need a true leader on the pitch when we conceded the entire team looked nervous? I'd agree with that.
100% agree with that. It felt like, if Palace played it right, the scoring, the change in the game around it.
Yeah, I mean, after the mistake Young made, yeah, if they'd have scored again, I could see us completely crumbling.
Matic and Herrera. I don't think that happens with Matic and Herrera.
That's a good point.
That's where Herrera especially comes in. You know, make sure to win the ball and play it into the right positions there. But, yeah, man.
Ryan says, no question, but two things. Young is still shit and Scott was good tonight. I've said Scott was good tonight. And yeah, of course, yeah. Young is shit. Matt. We look very dodgy at the back tonight. Do you think that's a result of fatigue or just the fact that we're shit? Positional awareness was awful. Secondly, how much do you think that performance will do for Rom's confidence? Do you think it will start a spree for him as another false dawn this season? I don't think it'll start a spree for him because I think once Marshall's fit, he plays.
Yeah, and I think I keep saying this. The reason I would sell Rom, now I'm not saying I'm pushing for it or going on a mad Rom hate spree here, because I absolutely love Rom, and I think it's just unfortunate that's not worked out recently, is the fact that he needs games week in, week out. He's one of those players, especially with his style of play. If he's not 100% match fit every week, he's not going to perform at his best. And when he's not at his best, he's not the greatest to have in a side.
In terms of dodgy at the back, isolating Young with Zaha was never going to go well for us at all.
Yeah.
And I would say, when you look at the midfield in front of him, obviously you've got McTominay doing a decent job, but he ain't Matic or Herrera. Mm-hmm. You've got Fred in there, who is like a lost little lamb. So I think that, looking at the midfield, might be more down to why we was a bit shaky defensively.
Yeah.
And also, Palace don't care who you are. They will go for you. I mean, you were saying that you wasn't confident like last week time.
I was saying before the injuries that I'm not confident. Palace away, you know, they've been beating all the big sides this season. it's never a comfortable game away from home as well, I guess. So
Wilkinson, might be an unpopular opinion, but Ollie resisting the urge and not throwing any of the youngsters en masse was a good call in my opinion, as the lead was certainly not entirely certain. Would I agree? Yes and no, because I think that you're going to get a certain level of performance with academy players. Mm-hmm. And Fergie says they'll surprise you. We played, I know it was the last game of the season, but essentially that's all Palace are playing for now anyway. When Jose threw them all in that last game of the season, they looked amazing.
Yeah,
they take to it. This is a culmination of a lifetime of work for these kids.
Performance that day was one of the best debuts I've watched.
Now, I don't think you can get away with that every week. Yeah. I think there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
And I didn't ever expect to see four. I didn't expect to see any of them start, to be honest. It'd have been nice, but I didn't expect it. Yeah. I thought filling the bench with them.
Slowly.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that Rojo's managed to weasel his way in, and you think, how far could like Ethan Laird be? Play left back, right back, centre half at a push.
He's the one I really want to see, to be honest.
Yeah. Laird's going to be one of the ones in there, hopefully. I think. Antsy's red. This is a wild theory. All right, I'm listening. After he left, Tevez put some kind of voodoo hex on our future South American signings. Sanchez, Fred, Pereira, Di Maria, Falcao, Varela, all signed since Tevez left, all were or are shit for us. Romero's the exception that proves the rule. P.S. I left out Rojo because he's neither hit or miss, but you get my point. But prior to that, Kleberson, Veron, Anderson, none of them have ever really smashed it. I mean, has anyone... Gabby Hines was amazing, then wanted to leave for Liverpool and was dog shit in his last season. They've just been hit and miss for us, and I don't think you could write off a whole continent in a way like...
Just don't scout anyone.
Yeah, let's just never sign anyone from
let's get this
world.
Contract signed. Where are you from again?
Javier Hernandez...
Oh, no,
similar time as Tevez. I can't remember when he came. What season he came?
2011.
So that's after Tevez then. Yeah. So he worked.
Yeah, he worked. He was brilliant, signing.
Yeah, I mean... Or is that Central America? Are we getting technical on that?
Oh, no, yeah. Someone's going to pick out our geography, aren't they?
But I don't think you can write off an entire continent like that. But I don't think Tevez put a hex on. There's an absolute serious hex, though, that Michael Owen's put on that number fucking 7 shirt, which definitely needs to happen. # remove the curse.
I heard if you break his legs, the curse gets removed.
Should we do a video on that? The curse of the number 7 shirt.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty video, good won't it? To go through everyone who's had it from Di Maria to Falcao.
Get everyone to tweet Michael Owen.
Di Maria, Memphis even, and look at what he's doing now. It's not gone well, has it? Valencia.
If you had to trust someone with the 7 shirt right now.
Mason!
Other than Mason.
Marshall.
Nah. I feel like he'd end up getting caught up in it.
Jesse.
He's got a few years left, well, at that level, so... I might give it Pogba, actually.
Nah.
But he wouldn't
take
it.
I like him in the 6. I like him in the 6, yes. In the comments.
Marcus, man.
Who could have the 7?
10, though, innit?
I like him in the 10.
That's a weird one.
I like him in the 10. Clemens... Shaw, Pogba, Lindelof, Rome, McMayo all had a good game. Did you notice Sanchez being on the pitch? I think when he went down for that foul, I was like, when did we bring him on? I didn't for most of the game. Do you think Dalot and Chong or even Greenwood will be battling out for right wing the next few weeks? Love the management from Ole. Doesn't fully trust the youth, Dalot, defensively, so sticks him right wing and lets him attack, having defensive cover. We are the kings of London. Has anyone from London not been beaten by us yet?
West Ham beat us, but that was under Jose.
So don't count, obviously.
Yeah, don't count, didn't happen. under Ollie, we're beating them all. We're beating Chelsea, Arsenal.
What do you make of Pogba more on the right side today? He seemed a bit of a passenger for the large parts of the game to me. I thought he was playing in like a 10. I thought it was a 4-2-3-1 early in the first half because he was very far forward and Fred seems to be operating on that left.
I thought he won the ball
back
pretty well. I thought he won the most tackles.
He was getting into the box when fuck all was coming in.
Yeah.
Can't be amazing every game, I guess, but still pulls an assist out. Massively important for the young goal. Massively important in some of the other goals. So
won the ball back.
Not a terrible performance.
Just a professional performance, I guess. Nothing outstanding.
Lukaku's in the top 20 Premier League all-time scorers. Is he really?
Class. Yeah, I won't be surprised because his record is ridiculous, isn't it, for his age? Pogba needs one more assist to get into double figures and goals and assists in the Premier League. Ole Hazard's had more in the Prem. That's unreal, man. Honestly.
Mitt says, when do you think Mason will make his debut? I say he starts at Paris. He's actually against FIFA regulations to play Mason because they want Paris to go through, and if Mason starts, yeah, it's going to be 5-0 United, and they're not allowed to do that.
I had a dream yesterday that Mason's going to score one of the top bins, and it's going to go. I honestly think that
free kick against Buffon. They're slowly integrating him, but when he comes in, he will do what Marcus did, and he will stay in. And he will not go back down to the academy. Not for more than a game or two, I don't think. Maybe an important like under-19s game. Apart from that, he's a first team player. I don't think he's going
to
be in there at all.
I can't wait to see it, man. Can't wait to see it.
Do you think this will be the kicking turning point in Lukaku's season? I don't, because I think as soon as everybody's fit, he don't start.
That's the problem. See, if he plays a couple more games, so, but then again, when was the last time he's played with this much confidence? This season, Burnley away maybe. This much like confidence, because when he was getting the ball, he shrugged off his man and he wasn't hesitant on the ball. He was actually finding the creative players in midfield.
Is this a wind up text?
Where?
Someone's tweeted me. Oh. I've been critical of Young, but truth be told, he's the experience we need.
Why? What I was saying this to Marty earlier, because when we're watching the game,
shit.
The commentator or the pundits after the game were talking about how. He's useful, he's experienced. Why do people use those words and never actually analyse the football?
No.
What experience is he actually bringing?
You can't
say he's useful and experienced and not analyse his football. What does he do for you in a side? I can tell you Chris Smalling's experienced. And I can tell you that he can deal with big strikers. That's a positive for Chris Smalling. What does Ashley Young do as an experienced fullback?
Like the video, Abdul's getting a slap at 1,000. Which will happen at some point this season. And let me know which hand you want me to slap him with.
We'll probably get 1,000 likes when we beat PSG and I'm not here.
carry on with the questions. Lost Discord, where's it gone? How fucking mint is this? Says Jazz. It's pretty mint. Do you think if they hadn't scored, we'd have seen Chong come on? I was thinking this at the time too. Yeah. I was literally just as like we fucked it up. I was like 2-0, yeah. Pretty comfortable. Get the lad on. We saw Garner.
I think Chong was coming on. If he didn't. So again, Ashley Young, it's your fault for not getting Chong.
Alex, do you think Dalot has looked better at right mid or right wing than right back? He's been pretty ordinary wherever he's played, hasn't he?
He's had two, three good performances. I'd say needs a run of games to be fairly judged.
Is there a better sight than Luke Shaw rampaging 50 yards up the pitch to set up a goal? Looks like the extra summer training is paying off. He's had a bit of a dip in form, though. Since he signed his contract, he did go off the ball a little bit.
And now the last two, three games.
Yeah, last couple of games, he does look
offensive and defensively.
Milan says, is it true we're not allowed to sell Fred because Ollie's at the wheel won't work? No one else rhymes with...
I've got one.
Jess?
There's one with, like, Koulibaly, Luke Shaw and Pogba. Well, hopefully we get...
Instead of Sanchez, Paul Pogba and Fred, you can have Sanchez, Paul Pogba and Jess.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Sanchez, Paul Pogba and Jess. Yeah. Get that in. Yes.
Yeah, and the Youscouse bastards in the song's mint. Yes. Should Angel go on loan next season? With the way Sanchez is on, it's going to be difficult to move him. I can see Matt staying, and obviously Jesse's going nowhere. So opportunities at 10 will be scarce. Yes, whoever's advising him, get him out there. Get him to Germany, because he will fucking terrorise
it. I think Germany, Spain... Italy is a good chap. One of those three will be pretty good, I reckon.
Donald, he's got his head screwed on. Young scoring a goal means he had an incredible game. Definitely not possible. He was awful and scored a lucky goal from 6 yards. It was mostly about... He was in a good position for it and Pogba found
him. Oh, when he took it far away, I was like, what are you doing here, man?
Was Luke Shaw briefly possessed by the spirit of George Best for the first goal? And how far forward and how just chilling in the middle
of
the box.
He looks so electric today. It's mad how much fitter he looks.
If we keep winning, are you nervous the board will go, see, the squad's good enough, we don't need any funds this summer? I'm worried about that, and I'm also worried about them going, who's the biggest name we can buy, whether it fits the team or not?
Oh, yeah, I am worried about that, man. Hopefully there's better structure in the summer with the transfers.
You need to sort out your mate Danny Higginbottom. He said Ashley Young was the unsung hero of our team. I've already texted him. I just put Dan Young question mark. Liam says McTominay really stepped up to United. I think there's a long term future for the club. Or will he be a squad player? I don't like to do this. I honestly think Garner's better than him, and I think Levitt's better than him. It's just a matter of he's physically more mature than probably both of them. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the level of footballer, no. Are Tottenham and Pochettino the biggest frauds in the Premier League? What about the biggest? But they're on the list, aren't they?
They are.
If we get beat by Arsenal away, what if we get beat by Arsenal away, still make top four, they're above us. It's a good point. They had a great win tonight. They had a fantastic win tonight.
But I was telling Martin, they always beat Bournemouth. They always beat Bournemouth at home. It's just one of them. You're like, ooh, Bournemouth are a good team. They turn up and they beat them. It's like us with Wigan at home. We always beat them 4-5.
If Chong, Garner, Gomez and Greenwood only get the occasional 10 minutes every fifth game, for the betterment of their careers, then they need to go out on loan to Germany or Spain and get constant minutes so they can develop. Seems like Ollie talks big about the youth, but only uses older players. You've got to remember, right now, Solskjaer doesn't have the job. Solskjaer's mission will be to get United into the top four. That's the primary mission.
It's had to save our season. It's a very difficult period of time.
We all love to see him win 5-0 with every single player birthed out of his own vagina. and, you know, every single one of them have spent their entire lives in the academy. But that's not always realistic. And sometimes, I think there's external pressures to play the likes of Sanchez when you're paying him $500,000 a week.
Yeah, there is.
I honestly think, you know, maybe someone's not writing a team sheet for you, but if you didn't pick him 3 or 4 games, maybe there's a phone call you've got to have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that definitely happens. And I think he really wants to play some of these lads, and I think that's why he came in and he immediately moved the lockers of half, the lads that you're seeing in and around, and said, like, you're now considered part of the first team. They're all going to go on the tour. I think Laird probably joins them. They're all definitely going to go on the tour, and I reckon they'll probably be joined by the likes of Levitt and stuff like that. And you'll probably see a lot more loans. Look how many players we are clearing the decks out of in the 23s at the moment. We are slimming down at 23s. So I think you're going to see a lot of these players playing a lot of games. There's not even enough games in the 23s, really. It's mad.
Yeah.
Do you think the Deadwood are staying in because he's waiting for Gomez, Chong, Garner and Greenwood to become full already? I think today it was a lack of options for anything else. Looking at the remaining fixtures, is third realistic? I think it is.
Yeah.
Can you see United giving Lukaku time to get in shape and get back as a guaranteed starter like Luke Shaw did? Or will we lose patience and try and get back some of the feet? I actually think he might go. I think all this smoke about Italy has probably got some fire behind it.
Yeah, I think he might go as well.
Previn says, McMayo seems a little bit more like McGarlic Aioli. A little bit of flavour in his game today. Any chance you see him develop into it? I don't. I think he might stick around as a useful John O'Shea type, maybe, and pick up a right load of games on the back of filling in when needed. But I don't think he'll be a starter to the level where, like, Ander Herrera or something like that.
I agree with you on that, yeah.
Have you got Fred's stats from today's game? I can't remember him doing anything. Weirdly, he actually played the second highest amount of passes in the team, which I didn't expect. When I was sitting there going through and I was having a look, the player who played the most passes was Lindelof, and the next was Fred with 58. 92% completion. No, it wasn't. 84% completion. And then it was McMayonnaise, then it was Young, but only 80% completion, obviously, and then Pogba and Smalling. So mad, proper mad. Would I keep Rom for our plan B? Now that's a different thing. Yeah, I probably would, but I don't know how much of an impact Rom makes off the bench.
Then again, I go back to my point where he has to play every week for him to be at his best. What's the point of having a bench player?
Lewis says, can't believe we're fucking around with De Gea's contract demands when he's such a valuable player. We'll think so if he turns around and doesn't sign, considering he'll be a free agent in June. Terrifying. What's the most satisfying thing about the game today and how well were all three goals taken? What was the most satisfying thing about today's game?
Luke Shaw bombing forward.
Just the 3 points. And 3 points in a tough game that we've seen us struggle in the past. It was fairly comfortable, really. When they pulled it back to 2-1, everyone flapped a bit, but it was ultimately fairly fucking comfortable, I thought. So
another satisfying thing was seeing Marcus is back, because I was worried he'd be out for long.
Yeah, I can't believe that they said there's no damage done by playing on. You're like, what? How does that work?
It might have just been like a bit of a knock where it swelled up a bit and took it.
Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up there. Go give our kid a follow over on Twitter. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you in the next one. Laters.